Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends, checking in on Bravo. We're here. Did you see the Jersey like first 3 minutes thing? I feel like I'm like,
I really hope it's good, but I
it's
got
just
a bone
more of the
pick.
Same shit. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, same thing. How could they get rid of, even if they would have given us the, I love the new New York and I'm really excited. I actually kept in my head, I'm just brain dead. Maybe I got something wrong with my, too much iron in my head. I can't keep anything, people's names straight. The one girl was like, I drink celery juice every day. And so now that's what I'm doing. So I'll tell everyone how it works.
Oh, you are? Every day?
I just Brent? Did today the first time.
You're doing it every day.
I'm going to. I'm trying to,
you have
get
a juicer?
My body moving. No, I went and bought some. But Tyler's
oh
like,
my God.
I'll make you some celery juice.
Yeah, you're just going to blend it up or something.
Yeah, I know. I never will, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, how dare they... I'm happy to have the new crew, but how dare they get rid of our beloveds and then keep this bullshit with fucking Melissa Gorga another season?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think this is hard for me to say because I've loved Jersey has been in my top three the entire time Housewives has been on, arguably. Love it. I am over it, I think. Like, it is always some version of a major blowout fight where somebody hits somebody, they yell, they scream, they all hate each other. There's dark rumors, ruins families. Like, it's just like, I've kind of had enough of it. And when I watched the first 3 minutes, I was like, yeah, that looks fun, but it's the same shit. It's the same shit with the same.
I hope it surprises
people.
Us.
Yeah, maybe.
I have a feeling it could be a Salt Lake City because they do say Melissa and Teresa
don't talk
film
the entire
together.
Season.
So hopefully, but who knows? I don't want to see what turns me off is the flash for the flash and then the
six months ago. I agree. I don't want it.
It's loser. You're a loser.
Yeah, I agree. Start from where the shit begins and let's fucking go.
I don't need to see the end.
I don't need to see
of a sporting event and say, here's how they got there.
I agree. I don't need to see the end unless you're going to start at the end. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking that's Dolores, the most disappointing housewife that ever faced the planet.
Yeah. I just think that it's
a disappointment.
I don't like having to wait to see what the fight is about and watch 5 episodes of facial appointments and shopping and talking shit.
I agree.
And like, I don't know. Yeah, of course I will watch it, but I am a little bit at capacity with this format of Jersey. I think it's like, it is tired and it's old and these people
are getting
old.
Preview was good, showing us that Teresa and Louis are falling apart.
Yes,
there was a lot of if Margaret really is upset with Joe, then that is good. I mean, I don't mind if it's real, but Jennifer Aiden's fake except for her marriage and her family and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Danielle Cabral or whatever seems acting, and I can't stand that trash of,
Rachel Fuda.
The Fudas are trash to me. They're Maury Povich actors.
Yeah, they desperately want to be on this show, and it's super evident.
Don't come for Teresa.
Yeah, I agree.
Untouchable at this point.
Again, look, you can't.
I don't fucking care. Teresa's at least come with something real, not her bankruptcy. She did her time.
Listen,
and she
like
owned the jail there too. She's a real fucking queen.
There's
Sorry.
There's plenty of things you could go in on Teresa about. That is old news. Like you said, she also is an idiot. Like, this is what I've always said about her. Like, she got completely fucked by a moron, her husband. Like, two idiots screwing each other. And it's like, but she's survived. Her will to survive is so impressive. And just plugging through. She's going to do it again because this Louis shit will go left and she will find a way out of it. I am confident. She's a survivor. She really is. And so you could say what you want about her, but she's the fucking center of this franchise. You can't do anything about it.
She's all, I love her so much. I don't know.
Somehow I was watching all these videos of like her at the Nicki Minaj concert with like her daughters. And they were just like, I don't know. She's just nuts. The way they dress and they're like, and now Melania is becoming like a mini Teresa. Like, it's just, it's great to watch. And I think about that. We've known Melania since she's like 4 years old.
Hate Gia with a passion. Love Melania.
Agree.
Love the rest of them. Gia bugs me.
Yeah. She's trying. You know what I mean? She's trying to be famous. You can feel it. The other
And taking pictures with Taylor Swift. People say Taylor Swift doesn't know who she is. Maybe Taylor Swift does.
She maybe. Might. If it was Rihanna, Rihanna would know. You know, Rihanna's out here doing Bravo's PR. It's crazy.
The way her interviews are freaking the best thing on the planet.
Yeah.
And Rihanna, Andy Cohen should pay Rihanna out of his own pocket to get her ass on Watch What Happens
she's
Live.
She's given like so much free press to Bravo and plugging all these
and
franchises.
In such a loving way, telling the girl to put them all in a hat and start from the one that she picks. It's so cute.
It's great.
Rihanna's seems so nice.
Seems like a solid person all day. Love Rihanna.
Secrets that she must know. Love her.
Oh yeah. And again, what happened to her was horrible. She rose.
Oh right, I forget about that. I know.
I'll never forget that picture.
Oh, I mean, when I look at her, I don't think of that.
No,
I
don't
say
either.
Thank God it's not tied to her because she's such a superstar that it surpassed that.
Thank God. Yes, I agree. You want to start with the Valley?
Yeah.
I love Jax. Like, I am not saying that I love him as a person, but as a television personality, he's such good TV. And it's a shame he's been off TV all these years. Like, watching him, like drop all these rumors and step back and talk shit and then actually say to the camera, like, I actually wanted Jasmine to bring it up and do this and she didn't, so she kind of fucking failed me. Like, I mean, it's so good. It's just great.
I love that she
somebody
did that too.
Yes, I love watching him play the part, and
he does it, and
he's
natural.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's natural and it's what he would do anyways, but he also knows exactly what he's doing and that this is a show that needs it. And
I know he's
like
working.
He's
and
working.
The way that he's yelling at Brittany to be quiet during the sessions in the house. And
yes,
must be her mother hates Jax.
Oh, I mean, God, too many distractions. Shut up. I mean, this is actually what I will say, and this is probably an unpopular opinion. When we got to the end of the episode where they went out on their date night or whatever, I was on Jax's side in that entire argument. Like, now is not the time to have a second kid. Why are we saying we fuck twice a year and then
ever.
Brittany's like, well, we're starting next month, right? We're going to have another kid. Twice a year.
Garrick and Danielle on Sleek and Sister Wife are screwing more than that. And he's got other wives.
It's just, he's actually the rational one in this argument of like, yo, Cruz needs our attention. We got this bar. Our marriage sucks. Why are we having another kid?
Yeah.
I mean, all of that. And she's
just
like,
why are they doing that?
Why are you doing this to me? It's like, what? Doing, get out of here.
This show, Kristen Doughty and Naya, whatever her name is, are the only women that I like, and I love I love Jesse too. Sorry, everyone, I don't fucking care.
I can't stand the pregnant one. What's her name?
Janet.
I love the husband being like, what happened to her? Like, she's obsessed with gossip now. It's just
she left her job and now she's obsessed. It is a turnoff.
Totally. I love that, but she's super annoying to me. And the way she's overly involved in everything, it's like enough.
There's something so hateable about her.
I agree.
The women are really hateable on this show, except for the two that I said.
Yeah, I think Naya is, I want to give her like all the credit because I think she is what a woman, just all the, I mean, that's a lot to deal with, right? But the way she's bringing it across I think really translates to people. Like, she's the right voice for this. You know what I mean? Like, she's not being dramatic. No, she's just
it's really, genuine, 100%.
Yeah, it's genuine. She's going through it and she's not making it. She's just being really honest. And like, this is what it is. I think it's really great.
My little cousin said that. She said that, oh, I don't know if I have postpartum. It should be over within a couple days to weeks or something. It's like,
yeah,
I think until you can give a mother until the kids are walking, those kids are fresh. They're a couple months old.
Yes.
Like, and anybody that you're meeting, go the telehealth thing. She's in a park getting
it's like a friend, I think, or something. It's like her sister-in-law.
Was it a professional?
Yeah. She was my sister-in-law became really like, she went through it. She's become an advocate for other women.
I thought that was like
I think it was just a friend, but she's like going to go to a specialist. Or something.
I met a therapist or whatever at a notary the other day, and she was a terrible person. These people let their families just, oh, I'll see you in 5 days. Your dad's rotting in a care facility. You can't. And then she's upset with her. I could go on about these people. It's like, you're giving out therapy advice. You're a lunatic.
You never know. I hope, like, again, I think
she's doing better, hopefully.
Yeah, I think she probably is. But again, like, the support from the husband, I give him major props. Love him. I love that. Even that woman who, Jesse, what's her name? Michelle, hate her. But her at dinner, at least she was being really compassionate with me and like holding her hand. That was when I was like, oh, there's a person in there I could like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's fun to hate.
Yeah. I mean,
though, I've never seen someone on Bravo that I genuinely do feel bad for. She can't even stop. She can't even talk without crying. I feel so bad for her.
And she's like, she just seems like a really sweet, nice woman. You know what I mean? Like, she loves her kids. She knows that she should be feeling better and she can't get out of it. So I think, again, the way it's being portrayed and how authentic it is.
Got twins. I mean,
I think a lot of people think postpartum is like bullshit sometimes. So it's like good to see somebody like this where you're like, oh, this is just literally fucking with her brain and this shit's real, you know?
And you don't just snap out of it. The kids are like a couple weeks old.
Like, I told you when I think 2 weeks after Sterling was born, like, I felt like I just, like, my head was all fucked up and I was like crying for no reason. I'm not that type of person. And I just remember being like, this is like, you can feel it, but you can't control it, you know, like just a rush of emotions and just being like, oh, this is chaotic. I can't imagine people who feel like that sustained for a long period of time. Like, horrible.
Yeah, that's my.
Like,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't remember feeling any different because I'm a mental case as it is, but I do feel different obviously after you give birth, but I feel like it takes time to get the fuck out
of course.
Of it
definitely.
And people
does.
Saying, oh, it could take a couple, I think it takes a year to feel normal again.
Yeah, it does take some time for sure. And she's done this shit back to back, like twins and a freaking other toddler. That's
imagine
so hard.
Imagine if you aren't rich and you have to go back and
to work after 2 weeks. Job. I know. Sick.
It's sick.
In America.
It's really sad.
I know. It is. I also really loved the scene with Luke and Kristen where he's like trying to get Kristen to say she like lied and he's just like, her flame is out. This is a low point for her.
Like, have you seen have you seen Vanderpump Rules?
You clearly hasn't.
And
Luke
is a scammer. Luke is trash. And go back to Colorado. I hate Luke. And he's using Kristen.
I don't think that. I feel like.
Oh, I don't like him.
I don't.
He looks like a rash. I don't like him.
No. He does. I just think.
You know, Kristen, the second you meet her, that she's a Luke.
This is what I'm saying. Kristen is toxic. Like, and this is she's been great television, but she is like a toxic ball of life. Like, she just is. So he's acting like he's with an angel. It's like, what are you talking about, bro? I know she's gone off on you.
He says, if we're going to, she's right. I mean, if a guy's saying, if we're going to stay together, you need to not letting him blow loads inside of you.
Bad, bad sign.
I feel bad for her. This show, I really, truly hate this show. I watch it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it because it's Bravo and it's done good.
Yeah.
But I don't like seeing poor Nia crying in despair. I hate seeing a woman struggle to get pregnant. Thank God she's got eggs and things, but I don't, it's been a year. I don't think she's going to get pregnant.
I love it all. I feel the exact Jackson. Opposite, but I get why you don't like it because, again, we've talked about it. It's like, this isn't what
it's
you
like
to
dark
watch.
Yeah. I would, though. It should be. It's not like that depressing. It's even Love After Lockup is worse.
Oh, definitely. But see, there's a disconnect with Love After Lockup. Like, that will never be us. Thank God. Right. Like, I don't think our lives will go that far in the dumpster. This could be us. You know what I mean? I think that's the difference. It's like we in a different Brittany, world, like this could be our lives in terms of like the unhappiness. And
I think
like,
this show would be completely different for me if Jackson Brittany weren't falling apart. I feel bad. It makes me feel sad that it's over. It's so broken.
It is. I mean, the scene with the tantric sex class where they're staring at each other. I mean, brilliant editing. This is what I'm talking about. They show Jax with like happy flashbacks and like his mind.
It's
and then it's Brittany and it's all dark shit. And she doesn't even want to look at him in the eyes. Like, she is done. You can see it. And like, he thinks it's salvageable or something. And it's just, but he's also unhappy. Like, yeah, it is. It's you're
and then the underlying baby who probably most likely everyone online wants to say he's autistic. Like, fuck you, everybody. The kid will probably come out of it and talk. Who knows why kids don't talk?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean everyone's autistic every single time.
There's some signs there for me, though, that when I watch him, like, and I'm not a child, I can't diagnose him, but there are like lack of eye contact. There are other things other than speech that make it seem like something else is happening with
him. But who knows what's going on?
But you can't. Yeah, you can't speculate on the kid.
But it's just like that underlying where it could be the case.
I know.
And the level of autism is different in everybody. The kid will probably be in kindergarten to be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And they're stressed to the gills about it. It's just so sad.
Yeah.
They can't enjoy this time with their kid. And
they're
just stressed.
They're stressed. The stress is real. You see Jax like just sitting there even talking about it. He's just fucking stressed. Them at the last week at the bar, just stressed. Like, that's a
Jax is
dumb...
a good dad. It's sick, but I think he's a good father. He cares more
than a
lot of reality stars we've seen.
I agree. I mean, just great. Jackson's great television. They do him dirty too, where he was like talking about when Luke was like, "You're a self-described sociopath," and Jack's like, "I've grown." And then they show all these flashbacks of him like doing the same shit, and you're just like, "Oh my god, you're such a mess."
Like, my nephew, they were scared. He wasn't talking. He was in speech, but he had his tonsils removed and they found out he couldn't hear anything.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's doing a lot better.
Wow.
And he was have ear infection after ear infection.
You just never know.
And so it could be who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I think the world scares you too about kids. There's so many, every kid's
it's
so
too
fucking
much
different, you know, milestones and this, that, and then the internet scares the shit
That's
out
I'm
of
saying.
You.
There's too much, there's access to too much information now. Like,
it's so true.
I think I might have sent you, there was like a video of like somebody interviewing their mom and they're like, "Mom, parenting now versus parenting when we were kids." They're like, "What'd you do about the monitor?" They're like, "We just left you in there and we would go look." They're like, "And what about the temperature?" You know, it's like everything now is you have too much information and just,
the owl thing that the baby's wearing their feet and it checks their pulse. If the alarm goes off, you think the baby's dead. It's just scary.
Yeah.
I enjoy the show. I do enjoy it. Jesse, he's a villain and he has a temper, but I like him. But Michelle's so hateable that I like Jesse more, which is sick.
The scene where he's like, they're talking about the night before, she's ice cold when it comes to like his, like when he's like, you know, it just makes me think, you know, you go out and you don't do this and you went here and she just doesn't give a fuck. She's just like, so, you know.
I don't know if it's editing, but she was showing signs of a liar too. And she would look down after she was saying things. And God, I wish I could be like her.
That's great.
And he's saying, oh, she doesn't put out that's what social media. He's brought their marriage down to a boomerang of margaritas. It's really sad.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so sad when there's families. Like, really, this show is very on Love After Lockup level. They're not out of jail, but they seem like they're at the same mentality of these people.
Yeah, it is sad but good. I really enjoy
people
it.
Think that Lala and Sheena are gonna integrate. Do you see that happening? That like a combination?
Oh, okay, that'd be fun. I'd be into that.
Do you see that happening?
Maybe she moves the valley. I think Sheena still lives in like Marina Del Rey.
Who knows
or
where these fucking people live, right?
Yeah, Lala bought in the valley though. That I know.
But Jesse and what's her face supposedly live in
Hollywood.
They live in Ritz or whatever.
Right. All right.
There's no reunion for this show either, they say.
Oh, I heard there is gonna be
a misstep. Oh, okay. I just saw today Kristen said there wasn't, so maybe you heard an update.
Oh,
there
okay.
should be.
There
and
should
that's
be,
a reunion I would watch.
Yes, yes. Bring them all together.
Make
Let's
it
go.
A clubhouse reunion.
Yes, and bring like Jax, get Jax in there all coked up and shit. Let's go. Off to the races.
Jax's
allegedly.
Bar seems failed.
Seems
where is it?
Like it's there. They he's out there every week. Like
3 days.
It.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
okay.
open. Yeah.
Three days a week, Jax says he's gonna be there. He'll be screwing women out by the dumpster.
That's the rumor. Evidently, he's fucked somebody
he?
In the bathroom. That's on Reddit.
The publicist or whatever, right?
Yeah. It's somebody else too. But he likes
and
to like
publicist?
Fuck randoms in the bathroom, right? We'll see.
Michelle fucked up because she won't be back on the next season, and she needs to.
Right.
What's she gonna do?
Yeah. She seems to be like she's resourceful. I think she finds another one, you know?
She's pretty, though. She's become prettier than I would have thought.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Brittany, man.
It's rough.
Tyler, like, is so nice to me about my postpartum body, and I just feel bad for Brittany.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's really like...
Tyler shames me in private in the deep recessions of his head, you know?
the deep recessions of your head. All right, Summer House or Martha's Vineyard Summer House? Which one?
We'll get into Summer House. I watched it this morning.
Okay.
I don't know where you stand, but...
I think this. That watching this episode, a few things. Lindsay, very calm. She handled it very well.
I don't know what drug she's on.
Like, even the last scene where Carl's telling her it again for some reason and in a different way and telling her more. And she's just like, okay. And you like this episode really put me in the camp of like, I get what Lindsay did at the beginning of the season. Fucked. There's no excuse for that. This is horrible treatment of someone.
Now I am on
now you're like, oh,
in every aspect.
No, but it's just the way Carl played this whole thing is really disgusting and despicable. You're showing up at the shower,
know, right?
Kissing her feet. Everything's fine. Then you're bringing up, ooh, it's going left and we have so much and I'm so stressed. And it's like, make up your fucking mind. Either you're in or you're out. Why are you?
I get you can be confused, but it doesn't seem like he's really that confused, right?
But can you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Can you?
Do couples not fight before they get married? Couples never fought?
It's not that. It's the
fact
that.
No, but they act like two fights is like so rare that this dumb fuck stepdad who just met him yesterday
is
taking
like,
over the family and taking over Carl's life. And you're that easy. You shouldn't get married, Carl, because you're a little boy. If Pastor Joe is telling you not to get married and all of a sudden your whole life is crumbling, go fuck yourself. Of you.
It's more like if months leading up to this wedding, we're all going, should we? Not sure. It's like, fucking answer. The answer is fucking no. I never once leading up to my wedding was like, ooh, is this a good idea? Should I do this? I would say arguably if you have that thought, you should not get married. Even if you have that thought for a fucking minute. Not if it's like, ooh, let's just call off the wedding and go to the courthouse.
Right.
But I'm saying if you literally don't know if you should marry this person, what are you doing? And this is on both of them, because you can tell Lindsay, she's staring at Carl. Even last week when she's telling him you're a piece of shit because you don't have a job and it doesn't turn me on. You know, too. They both know.
He's only getting married because of
she wants
clock.
Yes.
That's it.
It was so sad to see her walk into that shower and go, I never thought this would be here. I never thought I would be here. And it's like,
she
you're
so
still
cute in that dress.
Fucking not there. That's
I know.
Sad.
You're not a bride. You're never going to be.
Ugh.
Word on the street is though she might be pregnant allegedly with some guy that she was at a wedding with. That's but
shut up. That'd be
That's
so
like
good.
Pure rumors. So
I would love that.
I would
love
too.
That.
And she said she's dating someone special on Watch What Happens Live or anything.
Okay.
Thank God it's come back around and she's back on our Teresa and.
Yeah. I mean, a little notch in the armor for me of like.
But she's always been psychotic.
That you're on drugs. But like.
Carl seems
I'll give her
real.
A pass.
The way that he looks so shifty. The mustache doesn't help him at all. He looks cracked out.
He looks unhealthy. I agree.
He seems like he hates her guts and is planning this to plot and fuck her up. I feel like Tom Sandoval had a better alibi than this guy.
Tom Sandoval
seems so disconnected in a fucked up way. Yeah. Carl seems diabolical.
Well, it's just like, it's you should have already fucking called it. That's just what I keep going back to, is like, how'd you show up at the shower? How'd you then that week not have a more serious conversation? How are we at the weekend? Like, all of this time passing, it seems like he's trying to gaslight her.
Yes.
Into submission or something.
To make her look like it's her fault. Had her sitting down at the dinner and then tells her then and tried to get old Lindsay to explode. And thank God she didn't do it.
I have to say, she was like championship control in that entire situation. She's like, okay, do you want to go talk about it now? And then even when they were talking, she was just looking at him like, what the fuck is going on? Because I felt like he already told her essentially what it was. So it's like, why are we talking about this again? And then you're acting like it's deeper than it was when we already talked about it. Like, what are you again? The gaslighting. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And his mom, there's way more that happened because his mom looked like she can't stand Lindsay. And they used to get along really well.
Yes, they did. Remember? They totally did. I also just love Lindsay right in the middle of the party. Just like, so I heard you have concerns. Like, okay, let's go.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And do you agree with Paige not going, even though... first of all, I don't know why Paige wouldn't be invited to the wedding. That's bizarre.
That is weird. Right? Yeah.
But for her it's kind of petty on Paige's behalf to not go.
They've never been friends though, you know? Like, well, really, Sierra, when you think about it. Yeah, but I think her and Sierra are kind of like, they talk a little bit more. Like, I don't think Paige
maybe
fucks with Lindsay.
She just did it like etiquette. She said it like an etiquette thing. But
yeah.
You're on a show. You should be at the... I didn't even notice she wasn't at the shower.
Right. I agree.
Like, if she's smart, she would just... I think that's why Sierra goes. Maybe she's like, I got to get in a scene or something.
Right. What do you think of the Craig and Paige scene? Fascinating.
I think he should dump her ass.
I 35, think that if...
You got to get married and have a kid all in 5 years. It's not going to happen, Craig.
When he said, I don't want to be... Like, I don't want to be 40 and feel like I wasted my time. And it's like, fuck,
you
Craig. And she didn't give him a reassuring answer. She wasn't like, okay, based off your timeline, we can do that, right? Like, she didn't even give him that. She was just like, I don't have any answers to your questions and I don't know. And I appreciate her being honest, but it's like, yo, you're going to trap him until he's 40?
Honest. Yeah.
What does that mean?
You are 40. I was 30 yesterday, Craig.
I know.
Yesterday, so I remember being 30. I'm 39.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 is knocking on the door.
Woo!
I'm going to be 50.
Fuck!
I'm going to
be
dead.
40 next year. I can't fucking deal with it.
I feel like it was yesterday. I have a 10-year-old kid. It goes so quick, Craig. You need to fucking dump her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teach her a fucking lesson.
Just him being like,
she will fuck you, Craig.
When he's like, I don't want to be a pussy. It's like, oh, fuck.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's being nice and all. But he needs to either...
The only thing I give her props for is like being honest and not like stringing him along. She gave him nothing, but he needs to read the tea leaves and be like, oh, okay. And he's not doing that. And that's on him. But like, she was much like, she kept it 100. I have no answers for you. I have no plan. I'm not interested right now.
Yeah.
You should read what that is saying. I like her too, but it's just, I feel bad for Craig.
She's a spoiled little baby girl who's been spoiled and pampered her entire life. She has no rush to grow up and she's scared to death of growing up. And
Craig, I think you should
go meet a sweet little Charleston girl whose whole life has been dreaming of having kids and get married.
Yes. Like an
Paige
Olivia.
Is not it.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's Olivia?
From Austin and Olivia, you know, like a Southern Belle kind of vibe.
It's too bad. I think And maybe if he would man up and say and propose, like, you got to do it,
I guess, and force
either
her to say no.
Propose or, right. I mean, he's got to move on. But it takes 2 years to get married, and then she's 37.
Yep.
And who knows? You should be having kids already. Like, I mean,
yeah.
We're all like, wait. I don't know. Like, I've talked about this before, but I wonder if the human body women will get. Do you think that as women have babies later,
The system
the
will adapt.
body will adapt to women having children later as we get old, can live longer,
I
and will
mean, I guess
always be young and fertile?
it's already happening, right? Like, I think women are having kids older now, but it's also there's reproductive stuff to help you. You know what I mean?
But 30, right, no,
You're
I'm saying just
freezing eggs
natural,
and
natural.
oh, that I don't know.
I'm saying natural,
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think so. But maybe.
Because that's a nightmare to go through all that.
Yeah, it
I
is.
mean, God bless people who do, and good for
Yes.
them. I'm glad it's there for them.
Yes. Me too.
But it, I just feel bad for
Yeah.
feel bad for Craig and happy for Paige. Good for her, but
Right. Right. All right. Anything else here?
still can't get over paying $8,000 a month for an apartment.
Insane. I like, you know what? I actually, one of my favorite moments of Summer House every week is them rolling up every time, like into the
It is
house. I
fun.
don't know why
It
I
is
love
fun.
that, but I like them like walking in and I love them trying to open that door every time.
Really hope Jesse's cancer free. It sounds like he
Me
must be.
too.
We would hear about
Yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
What a
I would hope
stress.
so. Yeah. I
It's
like Jesse.
amazing how healthy you can look and have cancer. That's
Yeah.
so frightening.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't show.
West, you
Yes.
motherfucker. Sierra's
Oh.
never been more likable. I really truly love Sierra now. If I would have
Okay,
met her this year,
you're. I think she's. You gotta shit or get off the pot. She should have. This sounds bad. She should have already had sex with him, and
well,
lock it
you'd think
down.
you'd be horned up to have sex, but
That
maybe
part,
she's, you
too.
know.
But they haven't. I don't. I actually like. I'm kind of
Tyler
Team
was my
West on this
neighbor for
one.
a month. We hung out for 30 days straight and never
Yeah.
fucked. That's like 30 dates. I don't have anything wrong with her. She has an
It's not
instinct.
about, it's more about the like, I guess, okay, the sex thing is one thing, but it's more like she hasn't actually said to him, like, let's be t like they are making assumptions that they're exclusive, that they haven't had the conversation.
Sometimes,
And
right.
you can't, and you're not having
I
sex.
see
So
your
what
point.
is, you
I
know what
see
I
your
mean?
point.
How can
You
you
can
expect
tell when they're,
something?
it sounded like they spend a lot of time together. You can kind of sense.
I
It is
guess,
odd
yeah,
they
but
haven't had sex at that age. It is. I agree with you 100%.
it's not just about the sex. It's also like the fact that they haven't had an exclusive conversation. And she is very coy with her feelings. She's playing very close to the vest, which I get. But like,
Do
I
people
don't think
really,
he
do you have
knows.
conversation like that? Like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. You better not
I
fucking it. Isn't
yes, I had
sex
that
that
conversation with
deal?
Dorian. I literally said that. I was like,
Oh,
so now
wow.
we're together.
Me
And
too.
he was like,
I got
okay.
pregnant with Tyler and that was it.
Right. But yeah, you
But yeah.
should. But even
We
if you're
didn't,
like,
yeah.
I really like you. Let's like, I'm really excited to keep our
I guess
relationship
so.
going. Let's like be exclusive. Like, what do you mean, Love Island? They have, are we exclusive? Like, everybody has this conversation. So I
I
don't
guess in
blame
real
him.
life, I can't picture you saying that.
I did.
I
I
feel
was
like
just
it just
very.
like you see each other every day and
I think I finally
I
was
guess
like,
eventually
yeah,
someone
said
says, oh,
something.
this is my girlfriend, and you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. You got to have the conversation. You got to ask with
But
flowers and
they're,
roses
what
and
are
like,
they like 4 or 6 weeks in? Just the way that he's kind of
Yeah,
talking to
so what's
people
the
about
assumption?
screwing is odd.
Yeah,
Like they're
no,
her
I agree.
friends.
I just think that it's a large assumption that he should not be talking to any women when they're not fucking and they have not had a
Oh,
conversation that they're exclusive.
I think it's a, if one of my sons did that to Sierra, I would have a real talking to with him and say, you should be a sweet boy who, if you like a girl and she is a solid girl and you won the lottery
Then you
with this.
talk to her or she talks to
Well,
you. Like, I don't think you can just be like,
okay. All right.
because what if she's out there fucking? You don't know because you haven't talked about it. And like,
You can
and
tell she's,
can you? You just
I
don't
guess.
know.
I see what you mean, but it's something sweet about a guy that like Craig, he's wasting his I don't know. He
Wasting
can't
his
wait
life.
2 months and just
Right.
kind of waited like to like give her just his full. To me, she's like such a score for him. I find him to be Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, I know. And I agree with you. She's a scorer, she's a catch, all of that.
Yeah, I
But
know they should talk. I guess if
he's a
she wants to
single
lock it
man in New
down.
York at a certain age that's like, it's summer. That's the other part. It's summer. People out here wiling out, sucking dick on the
There's
streets, you
just
know?
something so sweet about a guy who is loyal when they don't have to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I just don't think you can
Yeah.
fault him in this scenario because they like haven't established it. But I get what you're saying. Like
Then
in
you're not
theory, it
gonna
would be
get a
great.
Sierra, you know?
Yeah. And
Right?
rightly so. But like,
Right.
but also,
But I think they're together. It also seemed planted. It also seemed fake. And it also seemed like maybe he was lying. He
yeah.
seems like such a sweetheart. I don't know.
I when I saw him with his aunt having their little picnic, I really like, I like him. And I also like that we got to see like him getting a job. Love to see that, and love him being like, getting a job is the worst humiliating experience. Like, it's fun to, like, he is very pretty normal, you know?
I found that to give me an ick. I'd be like, oh, okay. All right, loser. Act like you've been here before. It's sweet, you know? I guess. I know.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I know.
Him jumping in the water. All right. I think that's all I got on that.
Jump in with your clothes on. You got to strip all your clothes off.
To the underwear? It's like, just be naked. Yeah.
I find him lovable, but I'm not attracted to him. I wish.
Oh, I agree. No. He's not my type at all.
I like Jesse is way more attractive.
Something creeps me out about him. I don't know.
He's creepy, but he's like more
too
handsome
happy
to me.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. There is something very.
like
it's so funny.
That's
yeah.
Corny. Maybe corny is the word that I'm looking for.
Fake. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Danielle getting butt naked. God bless her. I
loved
it.
Oh, thank you. That was horrible.
That was hysterical.
Danielle, disgusting.
I've done that maybe like 5 times, even being married, just like get completely, when you have sex, do you get completely buck naked and then hop in? I feel like
yeah,
I'm
that was weird.
Somewhat clothed.
Yes,
but
I agree.
When I do
and then you're
get
like taking
really
clothes
naked,
it's a
it
weird feeling.
Sex
I agree.
To the next level, like I'm some little porn star, and I feel weird. But it feels weird even with a husband that I've been married to for a while.
I just
to be
it's
butt
more
naked.
There's like an attractiveness level that was not giving of like, I'm going to get undressed and then I'm going to kind of lean over. Like, you're not J-Lo with like a, you know, just like the,
out.
Yeah.
She couldn't even remember. I mean, thank God I'm not on TV. I don't know the things.
Oh, God. Yeah. Horrible.
It was funny.
All right.
I give Danielle credit for that and standing up for her sexual rights.
Sure.
But. Yeah. It's great.
Fight
we saw
right.
that butt crack, and then we saw the other butt crack on Martha's Vineyard. Did you notice they showed his butt crack, right?
Who?
Preston, in the not this week, but the week before.
Oh, yes, yes.
Completely buck naked.
Yeah, he was like
too.
In
I'm
chaps.
Like, yeah, I thought so. I'm like, am I?
Yeah, because they were going to that, like,
something here?
Yeah. He was wearing chaps. Yeah. I'm really enjoying Martha's Vineyard. I think Summer is so unhinged and off her rocker this season, and from episode one talking about somebody being inside of her in a group, and now look at her unraveling at the end of this episode. I think it's fun.
I'm glad that we're learning more about how her sad life.
Yeah.
I mean, we learned
yeah.
that like she's damaged.
Yes,
that it has an effect on
no, you see
your
it.
Emotional capacity.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, 100%. I absolutely love Shanice.
Still like her though.
Bed. Oh,
hate
yeah.
Michelle on the Valley. They are the most. I've never had a cast on any show.
Yeah.
I like them the most from the jump.
Summer House.
Yes. They had the stupid Workus twins who were the
yeah,
worst.
Yeah. You mean Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, it's great. I agree.
But Martha's Vineyard has a very likable cast.
Yes.
Each and every one of them.
Shanice eating the chicken in bed while they were fighting. I just love her so much. Slamming the door. Like, Shanice is hilarious to me.
She's cute. I like her.
Always drunk, always a mess. I love her like asleep and they walk in, she's like instantly awake and like right. Like, she's just fun.
I love her freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. She's very free. I think Amir's girlfriend is a problem and a horrible person. The way she talks about him, like she owns him, is really weird. And she's so insecure.
That she makes more money than him.
Yeah. Like that whole conversation. And he works for me now. It's like, who the fuck are you?
Well, we just fell in love with little Amir, and she's a bitch, and
yeah,
he's going to end up proposing to her.
Even when he's just standing there while she's getting ready, go downstairs, like have some balls. And he's like, you can go if you want.
I think that was another thing I would yell at my kids for, like, wait for your girlfriend who's there as a guest. If she was not a guest and a housemate, I'd say go down, but I would expect my boyfriend who I'm there with. But I think she was taking too long.
She was on purpose,
in a rude
I feel
way.
Like. Yes.
Right. Right.
It's like you're intentionally, because you don't want to do it.
It's going to start a fight.
And you could also just tell, like, she was very uncomfortable at the Freak Nick party. Like, she was not, she just, but like, not with
she
it.
She shouldn't be. It should be fun.
No.
It looked fun as hell.
It looks so fun. I started a documentary on that and I stopped it, but I got, like, enough information out of it. But I just loved,
I never heard about it. It
looks,
sounds fun.
Yeah. So it was, like, a massive thing for, like, years in Atlanta and, like, took over. I didn't know about it because I was, like, prior to our time. I loved all their looks. I thought it was hilarious.
Love the short hair on all the
yes.
Jordan
love
looks
that short hair.
Jordan is gorgeous. I yes. love her.
I like her too. The wig she's been wearing early in the season, they're not it. I love the short hair on her. I think she looks great.
She looks she's a very pretty girl.
She's beautiful. And I think she's fun. Yeah, I love Nick with the tattoos and them pretending like they're all attracted to him. Like, oh, Nick's just got to get sleeves. We're
he
in.
Did look
like,
good. He looked
he did
great.
Look good. Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed.
He looked like he put 20 pounds on somehow.
Yeah, right?
He looked like a different person.
Yeah, he did.
And Mariah looks like she's Wendy Williams' daughter.
I could see that. She seems like a mess.
I feel heartbroken for the people that got kicked off
so early.
It's a hit. And this show, they should really put Bravo behind this show because it's so much fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And like these people fucked up and then they see everybody else soaring through the reality TV heavens and they're left behind.
I liked Phil, like when they were all talking to Phil and then like Nick was like, he had like a year to figure this out. He still couldn't say it. Like he couldn't get it right. It was like, oh, it's true.
They all hate Phil and anything Phil said would have been wrong. Yeah.
Well. Anybody ever did something like that in the presence of me, I would also
what
be
did,
like,
did he poop in someone's thing?
He
and
shit in the guy's bathroom. You know, he like shit in the guy's bathroom and then they were like, go flush it. And like, he refused, which is like, that's, well,
I don't see, I can see her hitting someone and getting kicked off Mariah, yes. which I forgot she even did.
And
I
think there was something with him too, with Preston, like Preston felt a way that he was like coming for him as a gay man.
That should be
like,
kicked off.
Petulant kind of behavior. The shitting thing alone though. If somebody did that to me and they're like, I refuse to go to the toilet and flush it. I'd be like, what are you, an animal? Get the fuck out of here.
The group should not be allowed to make casting decisions.
Oh,
unless
yeah.
they get physical.
Yeah, that's an real world style.
Phil doesn't need to be there now that we know, and he may just make the whole show just a nightmare.
Different. Right, right.
But I'm sure a lot of times housewives would love to get rid of other housewives, but
yeah, that's a good point.
Let me say something here.
Yeah,
we saw a picture of Bethany Frankel's mother, spit an image of Ramona Singer. Rest in peace, her mother passed away.
Yeah, I saw this.
Now, if you look back, if you think back. There was always such a weird doesn't she look like Ramona eyes?
Oh, I gotta look. I didn't see it. And I just saw that she died.
It made me think that their relationship with Bethany and Ramona was always weird, always motherly. She always gave kind of like a weird relationship to Ramona. And I think she reminds her of her mother. But
ooh, okay. That's an analysis. Love that.
Yeah. To see Bethany's mother, it is tunneled through my DNA because whoever raised Bethany
pictures, right?
fucked up a human so deeply that
you can tell she's going, like, I've seen a few of her things lately. She's like, I'm going through it, the trauma, the da da da, like I haven't thought about my childhood in 40 years.
And
she was like raised at the racetrack like a degenerate.
If someone's dead and people write condolences like the dead person's reading the post, the social media is so weird.
Yeah, I gotta look at the post. All right, what else?
Amir, look at her. She's Ramona eyes. It's
Amir
wild.
Being 5'4" blows my mind. Did you see this? He's 5'4". That's so short for a man. 5'4"?
I know.
Shorter than us.
Bad. My kids are 5'4". I mean, almost. I mean, my kids are really almost taller than me. They're 10. I feel bad for guys that are shorter.
Yeah, right. It's a shame.
He probably has a nice size. Not to be crude, but he probably has a nice sized penis. So
probably, but
there was a guy I worked with. I still talk about him. He was short, but he was he had a good je ne sais quoi. So
no, Amir is attractive, but that's extremely
it always
short
holds you back.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say I feel bad. You know, I don't know. He's handsome. I would never. But if he was as tall as Nick and the other one, it is an advantage. It does suck.
100% being tall. If you're tall as a man, it is an advantage in life by far.
I know.
Between men and with women. They just like take you more seriously, you know? All right. Anything else here on Martha's Vineyard?
Jasmine should go home.
Yeah.
She makes me nervous. Go incubate. I like Jasmine. I really do. But she's just too sweet.
I judge her with her partner. and like the fact that she got pregnant so fast when it seemed like their relationship was falling apart. But
oh,
who am I? No.
Well, they're married and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, they're married and like they seem he was like pretty much like verbally abusive to her the
right,
entire
right.
season
but they're not
we watched.
Divorce. They're not getting
and then he gets
divorced.
Deployed
yeah. no,
and
I
now
agree.
She's pregnant. Seems like a nightmare.
She's a beaten woman. She's a beaten woman down.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I liked Preston and his boyfriend. They're cute.
Is he deployed? He's gone, or is he just living in Germany or wherever? Can't she go
no,
live
he,
there?
No. He's like deployed. He's like on
he's
a
off
mission.
On a ship
yeah,
or off
right.
in the woods.
Yeah. In the desert. Probably.
Rhea's boyfriend should live there permanently. He's a hoot.
Hilarious. Rolling in that flamingo suit, doing his like twerking thing. And like he seems drunk and like I love his accent. Nobody can understand him. He's fun. He should be there the whole time.
He is fun. I like him.
Yeah. I love
he,
every
the
time
group
she
accepts him too.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that too. Cause they're really like, they're very weird about like people coming in.
They are.
And they're accepting of him. I love the scenes of every time she comes home, Milo's just fucking shit up in the room. She's like, Milo, what you, it's like always like, he's like ruined the entire room. A fucking dog. I think Bria's fun too.
She is.
A little unhinged, but fun.
I wonder who's really friends. Because Bria doesn't seem
friends with
friends
anybody,
with...
really.
Yeah. And who's the new girl? All I can think of is Giselle after you told me that they're in the same sorority.
Noelle
is so cute.
Fun.
The way she was chasing me after summer.
She's sweet. Her. Yeah. I really like her. She's fun. I mean, I felt for Summer when Summer was like, you know, the friendships with like Jordan and whoever, pretty dark, Preston. Like they seem like they have a really light friendship together. And it's like, oh, that does kind of suck. Like you three are over there like crying together and they're just laughing, you know? It's like not super fun. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh well, they're all drunk, you know. Oh,
of course. Wasted. Always.
But Noelle like, is cute. Her eyes, she's very sincere. She's so fun.
She's so fun. I really think she's like a really bubbly, like just a great television. She's funny. She's always in the her in the wig. Taking pictures. She's like, no.
She's so cute.
She's like chasing after
my,
yeah.
my kids marry someone like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I have to bring up one more thing. Lindsay, Carl's mom at the baby shower back to Summer House saying that Lindsay, she
bridal
doesn't know
shower?
What she's wearing to the wedding. Bridal shower. What did I say?
Baby.
The bridal shower saying yeah. that she doesn't know what she's going to wear to the wedding because Lindsay has it all planned out.
It's great.
She's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine telling your mother, future mother-in-law what she's going to wear to a wedding?
Never. I mean,
it's psychotic.
Lindsay, though. Just again, the way she nutted, like went right up to her at that event was like, you were talking like just whoop, the balls.
And
like
Paige and what's her face are like, oh my God, you said that, Amanda.
Good.
Amanda and Kyle, man, we didn't talk about them, but that was really sweet advice that Sierra and Paige gave Amanda about living her dreams. I thought that was really sweet.
In the Old Navy?
Yeah.
Or Gap or wherever they were. I know. So dumb.
But that was really genuine. And
yeah,
Amanda,
it was nice to
they're
see.
They're right. Amanda would design cute bathing suits.
Yeah. No, I
like. Nice.
I like their friendship. More
I thought that was really
the longer
nice.
They come together. I agree. All right. Is that it? Anything else on your mind before we go? Oh, I watched Baby Reindeer, which was sick as fuck.
Oh, I was wondering if you were. I won't watch that.
A lot of male rape.
Oh, God, no.
I also watched another horrible male rape movie, Deliverance.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Which I don't know if anyone's ever seen that, but it's like about, it's John Boyd and Burt Reynolds. It's like a 70s movie.
Oh, my God. Who's raping
you? They go out into the like woods of Georgia to go... paddling or whatever. It's like just a movie about like a group of guys that are like, let's go have a weekend out on the country, and they run into these like country fucks and like one of them rapes the other guy, and it's like, no, not Bert. John Boyd watches because they like have him too. This is some random guy, I don't remember the actor's name. One of the worst scenes I've ever seen by far, like horrible. And then I watch this, I'm like, what's with like, I don't need to consume all this like rape content. All that to say, I think Baby Reindeer was entertaining, but like dark. So I don't think it's for you.
No. I've heard things. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
We started watching The Fallout on Prime.
Oh, I watched that. I thought it was good.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
So stick with it. It's not a little cheesy.
No, it's good, actually. I thought I was kind of thinking the same thing.
What show is he on?
That's Charlotte's White, a husband.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I couldn't remember.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I liked it. I ended up enjoying it. I had the same question. Like, is it going to be cheesy?
The lead casting, but she's adorable, and that's what's keeping me around.
She looks like
Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
But prettier.
Yes. Like, they could be, like, cousins. Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think you'll like it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, on male rape, we're out of here.
Seriously, get paid for the TV that you watch. I don't know how you do it.
Blow through shows. We watched like Baby Reindeer one night, and it was kind of like sick. I was like, God, I just consumed all of that in like 4 hours. All right. All right. We'll be back, guys. We love you.